we gave for American member an opportunity to look at his document. One hopes that the people to familiarize to know the document and that were now his protection. Is that assumption correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I then read the adoption committee? Committee report to Solo Committee on Environment Affairs and Tourism. The Solo Committee on Environmental Affairs and Tourism, having considered the request for approval by Parliament on the Convention on the South Ocean Conservation and Management Official Resources in the Southeast Atlantic Ocean. Therefore, tables in terms of Section 231.2 of the Constitution, 1996, the third tweet recommends that the House approve the said convention. Proposed by myself, Zita. Any second?
Second.
Quite. I find. Yes, thank you. We've got the minutes of the Kosovo Committee, this year to the 19th of June. I will allow honorable members to go through each of the minutes and then we'll adopt them one by one. You see, Comrade Kavala Koshi is someone who views the Parliament. Parliament was established by aristocrats. So it operates on a very leisurely taste sometimes. So we have to acclimatize ourselves to it. So I will give each honorable member enough time to read this 2 pages and then adopt. There's no reason to rush it. I hope you acclimatize well. Yeah, we're looking at the 19th of June Committee. Do you all have it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a short minute. Can we have a move for this minute? Then we come to the one on Tuesday, 7th of 2007. There is 8 as well, so we'll come with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you move it?
Yeah.
Oh, the one thing though I think needs to be changed here. In my overcoming remarks, I said that the climate change has caught up with everyone, including those in the White House. I think White House has been cut down later. Mm. Yeah, but it's kind of full God,
is it the Washington one?
Yeah, there's only one White House.
There's one in Moscow,
there's one outdated in end of it.
And there's one in Moscow, that's a big
one. There are more of these White Houses. White Houses, I mean, White City, full of so many White Houses.
It's full of all these White Houses.
They're only just down the road.
Okay. Can you come to the 1 on the 8th of August?
The minutes must reflect apologies, or is that not?
There's a question here on the third last paragraph, page 2, where members of the committee raised the question from the necessity for climate to decide the way who water for this society. I think funding, just funding. Can I find it without it? Because that can change.
In attendance, you must separate the two words. Give apologies. In attendance. Well, before closing remarks about that paragraph, the committee recommended that the partner should send regarding number of elephants.
Page two,
and second part, 24 closing remarks. There's a small S there. Number of elephants.
It should also be with regard to, not with regard to, but it's not a big deal.
No, not big deal. Yeah. With regard to, but you know, it's not a big deal. And we can take the S of the regard and put it on the elephant.
I think they need to correct the minutes and the page together. I can that meeting.
We're still busy with the 14th.
Huh?
We're still busy with the minutes on the 14th.
Yes, on the 14th.
Are we, can one move
for the 14th? No, Mr. George is
moving.
But then we have to sign the 14th.
Chairperson, I'm just thinking aloud. Apologies, shouldn't we, in brackets, state briefly the reason? Because really, apologies is so ritualistic. Apologies. You know, I think it's to enhance the content of the meeting just held. Sick leave, bereavement, you know, just in parenthesis.
I think
that's a suggestion.
You should know that for the future. I think the person calls more accountability. I mean, for the future, you know the reason that that's put them in practice. Not in a big way, you know, over in a positive way, but not in a way, positive way.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Chair, in the second third paragraph, there are some grammatical errors. Do you need to point them out? Okay. The existing waste disposal pipes at sea would be assessed, and there would be a stricter control. It should be stricter control, not a stricter control.
Yes.
Over newly outdoors. Then there would be an integrated planning and decision making. It should drop that and shouldn't be there. There would be integrated planning and decision making by a National Coastal Management Committee, which has provincial, municipal, and national outlets. Then it says new coastal zones would be created to more strictly control. You can't say to more strictly to control more strictly activities or to implement stricter control. So you can't say to more strictly control.
Yeah.
Causing environmental damage to dunes or burning of wetlands. Okay. I would say to implement stricter control.
Thank you.
Yes, Chairperson. Letting on your suggestion, I think what you should also do now is to reconfigure the format of the minutes. There must be two paragraphy. Should adopt perhaps a metric format. If the item, whether the decision, etc., by whom, by when, etc. So in that way, it's easy to change. Because if it's like a paragraph like that, like in an essay, it's difficult to actually want to go to find out who is actually accountable by time frames are not there. So I think if we adopt the metric format of writing minutes, as opposed to essay type is good for less reading to see. But I think we can change a metric format. That might be easy to read.
And follow up.
That will be summarized to the person that can be attached as an action list at the back of 10 minutes. So as you say, when I say we will put item number one and the discussion, just a short summary of the discussion that takes place and who's responsible by what the decision and by what. Just be attached to the minutes at the back.
What one is looking at is to say maybe after that summary you just go to the recommendation and the challenges and that of not to say we put it in a form that says who are the human says and we are bigger than that person because the country, the matter of the country, the recommendation, how it can be.
No, but I think I think I'm more covered by the truth because we still have to record the second one. Someone will come through here wanting to understand what was the dynamics in the environmental community of South Africa in 2007. Who said what? Or what was the truth of it? If I think the way it's done, even though it doesn't necessarily reflect who said what, I think it's fine.
Yes.
Just keep it as it is. Yes. But that leads to the key task. So I think we keep the minutes of there. But then attend to them. The focus of that is not there.
I think it's so simple. I think when you contest them, you see, share that with nobody because you are the young man. In fact, if you do not mean it, these are the changes you see, moment in the church. These are the changes. But you put the discussion, the meetings discuss the 1, 2, 3, and these are the recommendations. And to say, to cover the left hand that you say, it falls under the challenge or risk or
I think that we're hearing most of them. If it was not for parliamentary process, we would agree with you. But I think that in part of the parliamentary process, we just look at this was not my to change the paper. Let us say so. If we should try and capture, but this is the point, it's not capture, because unlike an organization where we should manage the system, there's more depth in the parliamentary process than other ordinary meetings. You are an honorable member, so we have to record your views. A change. Can we move on? Can I even move on with this for the minutes of the 15th of August?
I move with the amendment.
Can you move with the amendment? Thank you very much. And then we come to the minutes of the 21st of
August. Small point, this person in attendance again, two separate words at the bottom of the page. In attendance, last line on the page. In attendance.
It's an old one.
Sure. Perhaps that in attendance is not very appropriate. We would say the delegation. We would say delegation. Because you see, present meet ourselves, that's fine. But then we get people who come here and come and make a presentation, the submissions and so on. So those people, they constitute a delegation. So instead of saying in attendance, people who are attending with the following. Because we're all attending. But then there's a special delegation that comes, so we must say, delegation. So I think let's go back in the construct in attendance and say delegation.
I'll check to the time for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Chair, and in the last paragraph of that on page 2, just needs, I'm not quite sure what it means. It says the committee scrutinized the issue of competent authority and at their concern, I don't know what that means, on the issue, maybe added their concern, I don't know.
Which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at the 22nd of August, the very last paragraph. Maybe you haven't quite.
What is the 21st of August? You are the day ahead.
Oh, the 27th. Oh, sorry. I've got to mark.
This is the 5th century.
Mm-hmm.
there's one change I was recommending to you. The third paragraph on page 2, that after a capture, couple captures. Any members to the section?
Yes, the person W opening and response at W. Laguna Lando Lagusin. The chairperson opened the meeting and welcomed all present after a brief introduction and remarked he requested South African weather services to brief the committee. Laguna missing Lando.
Yeah, then list afterwards
please brief the committee on the objective of the proposed study.
Yeah.
To engage the committee, because we wanted them to engage with us. We had planned this and wanted them to engage the committee. So I think to engage the committee.
Yes.
That's what we wanted them. Because if one, our own plan, they're not giving us our plan, they don't know our plan. We just want to share ideas with them. And to engage the committee on the
system. Good. Same at the bottom, there's a person in attendance, just a delegate, delegation.
I'm not sure about the content of the meeting. I thought that the issue with the extension that he is EMI, the chief officer, etc. Was that not the NUMA laws amendment? Yes. Because this was the NUMA amendment, yes. Is a comprehensive of a policy, yes. That was the commission authority, that was the making process, some of the rules, a lot of the committee. But I thought the one that he used with the EMI and people stuff was the area one. The one that was in that process.
I think that's the one that we adopted already. The EIA is Bill 36, which is NEMA amendment.
I think that there's more, just, I think, between the Moravia Sakuma and you and Mr. Kakao, just look at this, the supplement, why
I just wanted to suggest that the rest in future, what we need to do, we need to deal with these minutes as we go,
yeah,
so that we don't have this thing piling up. You
can remember more clearly what goes on in this. Each meeting, we should deal with the ones that we need to discuss. Chair, on this one of the 22nd of August that I raised before, in the last paragraph, there is something a bit funny there, where it says that...
Which one?
It's of the 22nd. Are we dealing with the 22nd? In the last paragraph on page 2, the committee scrutinized the issue of competent authority and at their concern on the issue... And does, what does that mean? Does it mean they added their concern or they raised a concern?
But all of it is looking.
I guess at the bottom there, in attendance, the delegation. No, no, the correction is twofold. This is the concept itself, delegation. Number two, the spelling is wrong. In attendance is two separate words.
Oh.
In attendance, two separate words. The prefix must not be attached to the noun.
I think one is very short. Is there any move for the 5th of September?
I saw most of the person.
In this one, when Professor von Arder spoke to us, I'm not quite sure what he had to say is quite reflected there, because he says here, the problem reported about overpopulation elephants arose because of poor fencing and location of water holes. He raised many more. It wasn't just confined to those two issues. It was a much broader presentation. It's about, you know, not knowing, not really having a good idea of the numbers and where the animals were, etc., etc. It wasn't just about poor fencing and water holes.
Would you say amongst
others? Yeah.
Unless one, that's the person. that's the question of what you said earlier on. You see, when you look at the presentation, it's difficult to write everything. Two suggestions. Number one, if you say highlights of the presentation is the following, then bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because then in that case, you don't do an injustice to the presentation, you keep your message. But you also say at the bottom there, for more details, see handout so and so. Because normally you come up with a handout. Yeah. Then for cross reference, yes. Chairperson, let's show on this whole thing here. Can't we indulge the secretary that in case there's something that he or she doesn't understand the presentation, must ask you so as to capture that properly, because otherwise, you know, it's so difficult to have a bombardment of information, and then she'll just write what she thinks, whatever it might. But the question is, but the protocol must prevent her from actually asking questions. But let's use my question. This point is now you can actually say professor so whatever, can you clarify this? So it becomes very, very clear. So to sit there with tape and tape, there's no time for that. So it's better to capture the points as they're being made.
position, but overall I'm covered by the position, but I'm covered by the position, but I think the last paragraph would need more work on.
Jefferson, something has been said about apology, that whenever a member apologizes, there should be reason with it. And I would just like to know the format when it comes to writing of minutes. Should that those reasons appear opposite the member's name or whatever? Just for my own
I think what your honorable gentleman was suggesting is that we just need to say absent maybe sick or bereavement or out of the country, that kind of thing. That's it. Some that type, not a over elaborated intervention.
Between your gentlemen, can I ask something on the committee? Ask the policy from the other country. I would like to know something. Last Thursday I got this message that the ministers are intending to close the Edward Cushing. And then there was a youth outsider outside. What is the feeling? I mean, we never been the best. We asked the question in the last meeting with the parliament. We asked the question to the minister in parliament. This closing of the Edward Cushing. And then he said to us, no, but that will be the last resort. And all of a sudden, 2 days later, he said he's going to come.
Right.
Well, I mean, we as a committee weren't even brief on this.
I would like to know, also, I'm a bit confused. For instance, that it's only the wild abalone that is being, I mean, for instance, the farm that we went to see at Hermanus, that's not affected. So the people who are doing the actual farming of abalone stand to benefit hugely from it, because there will be no more wild abalone coming onto the market, I suppose. But I think that we will see an escalation in poaching, because we don't have the capacity to police it, as well as the fact that possibly there was more capacity before, because the legal abalone collectors were out there and they could see something of what was going on with the poachers. I must say I'm also somewhat concerned, although I can see it's a desperate situation because abalone is beginning to be a really rare commodity because of the poaching.
Three quick points, Chairperson. Number one, Honorable Zouk is absolutely correct to raise this point here in this forum of the Pastoral Committee. And I share his sentiments that you will not consult with the Pastoral Committee and you're giving the impression that this is going to be the last resort, you'll have them down the line. Number two is that the minister is absolutely correct. Because there's so much looting there, it's beyond any level of tolerance. There's no country that can allow this type of thing to happen. Where you have a mafia there in the sea, they kill people, they do all the sabotage, but it's all the fun things. So they have to be this moratorium place in order to do exactly this, to make sure that now you clean this thing. Almost like the NCA, like the National Trade Act, so to speak, to clean. You know, who's doing the zoo, and say, to ensure that the government can actually build this monitoring capacity. Number three is that, because I particularly arise by raising this complaint, that there should have been consultation. So the government is doing correcting, but they have not taken all the people on board. You see, it's too drastic a measure, the correct measure, but it's too drastic. And we as a portfolio committee is part of our oversight. We should actually ask them to come and fight, because, as Honorable Jim said, the impression they give us that it was going to happen as a last resort. But they will just have the matter of blue.
I'm just concerned about the possibility of tomorrow. The Kosatum and the people at Harvest Ebelum had threatened with a legal court challenge, legal challenge. If that happens, this case becomes something to take, which will make a presentation very difficult tomorrow. I would suggest that the chairperson get briefed personally and we see how it goes. If there's no court challenge, there's a meeting at the moment with the minister and these officials to decide on the way forward.
I think that even if the matter is considered, it's a very important matter. I think for that parliament is good. That's what informal. Yes, we have done it in the past from the point of view of the relative. But it is of course a way to achieve the matter, but it will become the movement to overcome parliament.
I think the correct consent means when it's already in the process of the court, not, I mean, because the government has to accept it. It's not subjugated. Subjugated means when it's already in the process of the court. No, I mean, because they just say, look, if government does not rescind your position, it will go to court. There's a whole process. It's not subjugated. But I think what is more too urgent, I write a letter quickly today and said to the minister, the portfolio committee has come to the attention that there's this drastic matter here. We agree in principle of the intention of the government or the representative. But number two is that now, the impression we've given is that it was going to be a last resort. Now, the portfolio committee is taken aback, but together with the same with the public. And we actually say we must obviate, make unnecessary court action. There's no need for the position. I can already see the judge. I can already see the judge, the court is going to rule in the favor of Kosatu. Because I will see what happened with the cross border. I think that if there's no consultation, there's no consultation. And that's the actual constitutional court. So it is not the merits of the case, it's actually the process. It actually it should have been in business, simple in business for all the people who are in that small structure of a belongs to very rich, call them together and say, hope. So the following reasons, this is what we want to do. So we keep them on Bosso, there's a record, there was actually in Bosso, and then the tenors, Richard, kept the cell, etc. And then I, the minister, cannot tell a situation where they're just looting of this very valuable species. That's all of us, why the process of consolidation is deficient.
I just wanted to be excused for a few minutes. That was someone waiting for me outside.
But did you feel in your someone from the monarch in the north, I have to keep
my maybe I need to put my two fingers on the whole situation. I think the whole Avalon situation has more to do with the consequences of some of the fisher folk within those areas. It's not clear
whether the minister has done this in consultation with the Department of Trade and Industry or Labour to find out as to whether there are other alternative means whilst there's this void. What are the people doing in the meantime? Because that kind of behavior as well encourages more poaching. Mm-hmm. But if you consult with the people involved, you talk to them, you have an understanding, then the very same people will assist you in policing this whole situation and make sure that the stocks are being built up again. Thank you.
Just the last word. First, number one, I'm not talking about your politics. I'm not talking politics here. The point is, it's so urgent for me because these people out there, it's our people, the poorest of the poor. And if this thing is so urgent, if we must come after Parliament today to speak to the minister, then I'll be available because this thing is very urgent. Mm. And I don't want to go out there in the newspapers and go make politics. Mm. All I want to know is there a solution? How can we accommodate these people? Somehow we must, there must be a solution. Thank you, sir.
I don't want to really answer.
I think it will come out in the briefing. Cabinet requested the social plan because Cabinet was very aware of the impact. I mean, the decision was taken to protect the species from extinction. That's how serious it is. That's how urgent it is. To protect the species from extinction. I don't know if you remember, a few months ago we had our South African abalone registered on CITES list to force other countries to control the import thereof. So, you can't go to Chile and get South African abalone and come and raise here. But what's left in the sea, that's it. Now, if the human gene pool gets too close, too small, the interbreeding of the human race dies out. The same with any animal, the same with any species. Cabinet then demanded that Labour led that process of a social plan to look at alternatives. But in the minister's briefing, I think we'll get all that information.
People who come with boats and do coaching, the service, and the surrounding residents who will go there and just get something for coaching on the table.
That's a very fundamental point. But I think when the issue of social plan, I think what you are raising that not everyone who takes a problem from the sea should narrowly despise the culture. If you are doing for survival, we should really be quite sensitive to that. And I think it sounds really to the point that the Mr. Rama is raising.
No, I've got only one question. What is Zimbabwe?
Zimbabwe, yeah.
What's that?
Zimbabwe is this incrustation, the whole thing. So the abalone is in that Zimbabwe. It's in that shell. That shell is called the Imbaza. Mm-hmm. So the abalone is hiding in the duvet.
Thank you very much, Jefferson, because as somebody from Gauteng, you know, I want to learn a lot when it comes to the marine. Then when I saw the Imbaza, I thought it was abalone, you know. I would tell somebody. But at least I was not very far from the fact that they are hiding in the Angaka Izimbaza.
Thank you. Not more of can I thank everyone?
Yes.
And we meet in the
community.
Remember, there is a lunch, free lunch again available. I think it's after the same book. Oh. Where will this one? This will be the old assembly. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Lord, because of the free lunches you gave us.